I think the first, I think the most important, I don't think there's a number one or the perfect solution to it. The way I would see it, I mean, I'm just very outgoing and very outspoken, and I have no problem telling it exactly how, I'm very upfront with what it is, and I just, as long as you portray confidence to whoever you're talking to, whoever you're applying for, and show that you have the skills that they're looking for, and show the sort of initiative, showing that you're not afraid to sort of push, not necessarily make change, but that you're not afraid to go the extra mile to make sure that you maintain that job. Because as we know, with a person with a disability, we are going to be fighting up an uphill battle a little bit. So just by being able to push that a little bit more, that's helpful. I know when I went for my interview for the internship program, I was trying to get prepared, but I was coming back from Toronto actually at the time, and I didn't get to prepare very much. And I went in the first, and it was when I set up the interview, I forgot that I had this all planned up. I went, got home late, I went to bed late, got up early to go for the interview. I should have been all nervous and should have been whatever, but I think it was that I didn't have time to be nervous, and I just, and I wasn't prepared, but I flew by the seat of my pants. Not telling you not, don't do this, but in some ways I think it served me okay in this case, because I had no nerves, and I just, it just went off so well, and it was probably the best interview that I've ever done, which is really strange, because yes, you should prepare, and I've done that ever since, but for some reason, I just was carefree, just went with it, just flowed. And Kay's right, do some research beforehand, learn about the organization, be prepared to ask them questions, because if you show interest in what they're offering you, or what you're applying for, and the organization, then that shows that you're putting some effort into why you want to apply for them, and in turn, you're able to show what you're able to offer them.
So just to kind of summarize that, so to really be prepared, to be genuine, be yourself, maybe that's where the flying by the seat of your pants came in, the genuineness, really being concrete and showing your skills and assets and having that self-confidence. Okay.
Don't be afraid to be yourself. At the end of the day, we all have disabilities. I mean, I have a number of disabilities. I have cerebral palsy. I have cancer. And I have a few other minor disabilities to that as well. And at the end of the day, it's a challenge. And I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy. Because the cold hard facts are, we as people with disabilities probably have to work twice as hard to achieve half as much. And that's a reality that we all face. How we approach that reality is simple. We have to make sure, in my opinion, and some people will argue with me, but disclosing what you need in terms of accommodation upfront in the interview process is always better, in my opinion, than waiting until after you get the job and then going to your employer and saying, okay, now that I have the job, I have to discuss how my disability will impact my work. If you do that upfront during the process, I think you stand a better chance of impressing your employer for being honest. The other thing that I would say is that you've already accomplished so much, all of you. Despite your disabilities, you've all accomplished a lot. When I went to university, I believe the statistic was only 11% of people with disabilities went on beyond high school in post-secondary education. And of that 11%, only 1% of that group actually graduated. So the fact that you are all here demonstrates your willingness to work hard and to achieve something which is very difficult to achieve. So you've already accomplished a great deal. So be proud of that accomplishment, because not everybody can do it. Because if everybody could do it, universities would be filled to the rafters with students. So be proud of what you've done. But also remember that you're always stretching for the next goal. And don't be afraid to try something, even if it's a bit scary.
I would echo exactly what has already been said. And I think that one of the challenges that people with disabilities have, I believe, is that, you know, as we have evolved, whether it's through school, through whatever, there has been a tendency sometimes for individuals to perceive us differently, and that is, in some cases, to think that different than also means less than. And that's something that I think we all have to fight hard not to really accept, because you know, everyone is so resourceful. I always think that, you know, people with disabilities have so much more going for them sometimes, just because we have had to, you know, figure out different ways of doing things, how to get there, how to, you know, figure this out, how to educate other people about how to treat us or assist us, and without realizing it, you know, everyone has really already done some major things and has really been resourceful and adaptable. And I think someone once said to me that, you know, they, and this is a little bit of a generalization, but that, you know, people with disabilities don't tend to sweat the small stuff. And I think that might be true. You know, we kind of are just busy getting on with our job and the day. And I think that, you know, from a self-esteem perspective, you know, you need to practice. Often we have behavioral-based interviews. So someone will say, tell me about a time when you accomplished this or dealt with a difficult situation, or you met a deadline and you multitask. So if you can start thinking of all the things that you have done, it could be a volunteer position, doesn't matter, where you have, you know, been successful and excuse me, managed, you know, met your goals and accomplished something. Those can help you to really use that as a little stepping stone, you know, just to get to the next point. But I think, you know, go in believing in yourself and be yourself and smile and be enthusiastic, and that will go a huge way. And the other individual is already going to know that there's a disability, so you're not going to be shocking anyone. So I think you just take it from there, and it'll be hopefully just like interviewing anyone else. So thank you.